We heard God say to Solomon in our first reading, "Ask something of me, and I will give it to you." Wow, what an amazing God is our God. God gives Solomon an incredible gift, the freedom to have exactly what he asked for. And with that freedom, Solomon asked for something that pleases God. He asked for an understanding heart. Solomon, who knows the ways of God and is faithful to God, is already wise in his own ways. Yet rather than increase his own stature, he seeks to honor God as the source of that wisdom. He gives glory to God by acknowledging his reliance upon God. A similar expression of freedom is exhibited by the individuals in this morning's gospel parables. Here, the freedom is found in the desire to experience the kingdom of heaven, though there is a sort of irony present. In a certain sense, the person who digs for the treasure already owned the treasure underneath his feet. Likewise, the merchant who buys the pearl of great price already had the wealth with which to buy it. Both of these parables teach us that we desire the kingdom of heaven because we already know it. We find it in Jesus Christ, who is the way, and we seek more of it by following him. The wise youth, in his wisdom, asks God for wisdom. A person uses treasure to purchase a different treasure, and a pearl merchant sells pearls to buy a pearl. Christ's parables are clearly not about making good business deals. Jesus rather teaches that the kingdom of heaven is as much an encounter as it is a goal. My sisters and brothers, we experience God's kingdom in the action of living our lives, living our faith as disciples of Jesus Christ. It takes wisdom to seek wisdom in the same way that it takes pearls to buy a pearl. God is present in all of this. For we who love God, all things, every day, work together for the good, as St. Paul says. Each moment of our work and leisure, our joys and even our sorrows, every moment is its own reward when we operate with the understanding of the nearness of the kingdom of heaven. Jesus is the way to heaven, and he is here now. He is our true treasure if we care to claim him. May God's blessings be with you this day and throughout the week ahead.